want to do within our healthcare system is to start to obtain this epidemiologic data. And so we've recruited Martha DeVigilis. She is the PI for the Chicago SOUL study. As you can see in the red font there, that she has a substantial amount of NIH funding, and she's been recruited to University of Illinois at Chicago as the director of the Institute for Minority Health Research, and it will be her task to lead a large epidemiologic cohort studies of Latinos, and we're putting together the team to do a similar cohort study in African Americans that live in the Chicago area. So I think these will be very, very impactful for us for years and years and years to come. I did want to touch on a few of the issues that Trustee Koritz mentioned, which is, as you look over our financial performance over the last several years, here I'm showing you the financial performance for the hospital Medicaid charges, that's in the dark blue bars, and for the physician provider practice, the MSP, Medical Service Plan, is in the lighter blue bars. And you can see over the last 3 years, we've had a very challenging performance as you compare year to year the number of Medicaid charges. I think one of the things that we tried to employ in the establishment of the VPHA office is to have the idea that our mission, of course, is to provide the very best care for the people of the state of Illinois, but that also includes the very at-risk population that live around us. And I think we've been able to make some success here in the fact that in 2012, we're able to reverse this deflection in the trend that has been going on for the previous 3 years. And even though it's a very slight increase in the amount of Medicaid business by the hospital and by the physicians, I think it's a reflection of the change in the trajectory. And I think this is important because if you look at overall the across the all three payer mix that Trustee Koritz mentioned in his report, the overall trend still is the same. We had a very difficult time over the past several years. We had a strong second half of FY11, which allowed us to make some progress in the overall charges here. And in FY12, it looks like we have, a modest but important deflection in a positive trend here. We need to continue this, of course, through the remainder of FY12. We need to try to expand this while we have a very close eye on our expenses, as mentioned by the facility issues and some of the meaningful use expenses that we have that are facing us with regard to electronic medical records. There are expenses incurred with those sort of operations, but I think we are able to be in a position right now to think about expanding our bottom line. Now, one of the ways that we want to do that is, in addition to improving our volumes across the book of business, is to have marquee programs that we want to highlight. And I think I've mentioned before to this board that we are one of the best places in the country for sickle cell care, but we want to be the best. And one of the ways of becoming the best is by having the sort of programs, translational research therapies, that really drive that. Now, if you can do that, right now, I think you can see this is a bubble chart showing you by the size of the bubble the percent of the anticipated contribution margin. And over the next few years, we're hoping that our growth in sickle cell, by providing this sort of translational programs, being the site for clinical trials to be performed, and increasing this book of business, we can actually contribute to our margin. One of the programs that we want to continue to foster is a program I'm about to tell you about, which has to do with a treatment for sickle cell that is quite innovative. Now, I just want to remind again the board that many of you know that sickle cell is a problem with the hemoglobin gene. There is a mutation in the single base pair that changes the amino acid from a glutamine to a valine here, and that single mutation causes that hemoglobin to be very dysfunctional in the red blood cells. So that red blood cells, which normally have a lifespan of 120 days, now only have a lifespan of about 15 days. So when an individual gets sick and their oxygen in their bloodstream drops, the cells start to sickle and they start to sludge and occlude blood vessels. This causes a lot of problem for the patients, as this causes stroke, it can cause infarction, it can cause inflammatory injury in the lung, and it results in a very high mortality and morbidity, as many of you know. Now, because it's a problem essentially of blood cells being made by the marrow, one would think that a bone marrow transplant would be a very good treatment for sickle cell patients. Well, that makes a lot of sense. The problem is that standard bone marrow transplant therapies involves high-dose radiation,